Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. Win. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring, boring.
You guys get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Bradford.
Let's go to Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He joins us here on WEEI. What's up, Rob?
McFarland. I'm standing on the Fenway field,
you know what?
Yelling McFarland.
No, you know what? Shame on me. I didn't do your read. Rob Bradford, presented by who, Rob?
McFarland Energy, the finest people around.
They're the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil, including BioHeat, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Bradford, a lot of roster updates with the Red Sox today. Let's start with Vaughn Grissom. He was supposed to be in the lineup tonight. Now he's not. What the heck's going on there?
Flu. So it's sick. You know, it's like, it just keeps coming, right? You want to see this guy play. And the fact is, I actually did go to Worcester and seen him play. And I'll say this. I think if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a really interesting guy. He's, in case you haven't seen him play, he's, you know, 6'2", 6'3", but super athletic and an offensive player. So I think it's going to be – I think the dynamic with him and Rafaela in the middle of the diamond, I think just run it out there. Just run it out there. See what you got. Run with it. And I think it's some upside there.
Bradfo, Tanner Houck continues to be one of the best stories of this season. Do you think the way he's playing right now is something that is sustainable through the rest of the season, or at least the majority of the season? Has he uncovered something real with Coach Andrew Bailey, or do you think he's bound to come back to earth at some point?
You know what he is, Mego? He's the Derek White of the Red Sox.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, this happens sometimes, right? I mean, you sort of get to the point in your career and you evolve and you evolve and you evolve, and then you have the right coach and it works out. I mean, in the case of Tanner Houck, the right coach ended up being Andrew Bailey. You know, obviously with Derek White, the right coach ended up being Missoula. But I think that sometimes we want this guy, first round pick, to be the be all end all. And then we say, oh, well, maybe he's going to be no better than a reliever. But I think at this point, from what we've seen, I don't know how we can't just say, all right, you know, this is a legit starter. And you watch him pitch, and you know, this could turn, who knows? But you watch him pitch right now, I mean, he's about as unhittable as there is in baseball, to be honest with you, right now. And that's not hyperbole. Just go look at it. He doesn't give up a run until the seventh inning of any of his outings. And and they, believe me, you guys know this. I mean, they desperately needed that. They needed that really, really bad, considering all the injuries.
Speaking of injuries, Yoshida saw a hand specialist, getting an MRI tomorrow. We heard from Alex Cora.
What's the update there, if there is one that you know about, Rob? And also, big picture, what are we supposed to do? Like, what's this team supposed to do with Yoshida? They've had such a hard time sort of slotting him into the lineup. He can't play the field. They have other guys who DH. Like, what big picture, like, where do you see the Yoshida train going here?
Yeah, well, I want to make another great analogy, but I think I nailed the Missoula Hauk one.
That was good.
But I can't with a train, because I just feel like it's just with Yoshida, it's you know what it is? It's that thing where you have the two guys basically on the tracks and they're stranded in the middle of nowhere and all they can do is pump back and forth the levers there.
That's oh, yeah, right.
The levers. Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah, like the hobos.
The levers, yeah.
With the little bimbles.
Like, yeah, like Blazing. there's a Blazing Saddles reference in there somewhere. But I think that with Yoshida, even if he's healthy, it's an awkward situation because he's a platoon DH. I mean, think about that. He's a platoon DH making, you know, for a 5-year, $90 million contract. That is not how this is supposed to work out. And when they sort of went down this road and they said, all right, you know what? We're not going to sign Justin Turner. Yoshida's going to be our DH. But then they've landed at this spot, and even healthy, like I said, they're just – there's a reason why he wasn't playing. It's because they had other guys who were – they felt were better against lefties. And that's an uncomfortable situation. So to answer your question – There is no easy answers. Unless this guy gets crazy hot when he gets healthy again, then that's what he's going to be, a very expensive platoon DH.
Is he going to be a problem, like personality-wise? Like, it didn't sound like he was thrilled the other day, and I know he's talking through a translator, which leaves another step in the middle, but it sounds like he wants to be out there and he's not thrilled with the situation. Is he going to be a problem?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to tell. Like you said, I was there during that scrum. It's hard to read. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you talk to Cora, and he says he's having a good communication with him, and he understands. But it's like anything. The deeper you get into something, this isn't what he came over to do. I mean, as much money as he's making, I'm sure he wants to play. So I can't answer if he's going to be a problem. My guess is that in the short term, no, it's not going to be a problem. But if you heading to next year or later in the year and you're not playing at all, then yeah, who's going to be happy about that? Considering you were hitting cleanup for Team Japan behind Shohei Ohtani a year ago.
Bradfo, Noah Kahan balanced a pitch the other day. What is the best celebrity? What is the best celebrity first pitch you've ever seen, and what's the worst?
Oh, that wasn't the worst.
In person.
By the way, my good personal friend, Noah Kahn. After
is it
he held
Kahn
up
or is it Kahan?
Sports.
Who is this? Should I know who this is?
Like
who
Kahan.
Is this person? God. They were telling me about this. Who is this?
No lie. There was 15,000 more people at Fenway Park because it was Noah Kahn bobblehead. And he was thrown at the first pitch.
Oh, there were bobbleheads?
He had a bobblehead?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was like an exclusive. No. It was like one of those exclusive bobbleheads they don't give the media. But I got a better thing. He held up the baseballs and boring T-shirt. So, but that's the biggest show at Fenway this summer. I mean, that not even close, I think. The Noah Kahn. He's from Vermont. But in terms – where in Vermont?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'm sorry. I just said
it's
that.
Shock you
I said that out loud. I meant to keep that to myself.
My fiance is a really big fan of this guy, so
– Well, he's huge. The best and the worst. No, I mean, I had the best was one of the best I saw was the guy who did my Hall of Fame battle reveal, actor D.B. Sweeney, who made a point to throw a slider, which I thought took some gumption. But he did play Shoeless Joe Jackson in 8 Men Out. So there you go. You know, but there's I love the worst ones. This and Noah Kahn wasn't the worst, not even close. I mean, you have Fauci, you have 50 Cent, you know, there's some classic.
What about that kid who hit the guy in the junk? You remember that first pitch?
Jordan, that was a good one. Our good friend Jordan Leandre, he's awesome. Yeah, Jordan. Yeah, it was well placed. But I think that you have Sydney Sweeney was here. When was that? Last year. Like and that was if that
Go
was kind
on.
Of one of these like if I know now what I if I knew then what I know now I would have probably like gone down and with a baseball and boring shirt. I didn't even know who she was.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one. But so anyway, the takeaway from my answer. The takeaway from my answer is that you should go listen to Noah Kahan if you want to see like what all the cool kids are doing.
Okay, it is Stratford, Vermont. Stratford, Vermont is the answer to the trivia question.
Not familiar. Bradford, we heard earlier today Jorge Soler met with some reporters. I don't know if you were there for that.
Yeah,
but he said nothing got close with the Red Sox. I don't even remember them being in on him, but I wasn't surprised to hear that. How'd that news hit you?
I knew that. I knew that. Actually, there was a report. There was a couple reports, and it was right after somebody had signed. I forget who it was. Maybe it was Turner, but it was somebody signed. And like an hour later, somebody came out with a report. Red Sox heavy in on Soler. And then I found out, like, no, that wasn't the case. And as Jorge Soler said today, like, that wasn't the case. But I'll tell you the one that a guy was here who actually was just talking to, which is why I was a little bit late, was Jordan Hicks. So Jordan Hicks is a guy who's in the San Francisco Giants rotation right now. He was a star. He's always been a reliever, throwing 100 miles an hour, and he signed a four-year deal with the Giants. But the Red Sox basically thought they had him signed. This was of all these starters that we're talking about, you know, Yamamoto and Senga and or not Senga, but you know, all these other Imanaga, all these guys. I'm telling you what, Hicks was the guy they thought they had more than anybody. And if you go look at his numbers, they're insanely good. So I guess good for them for identifying the right guy.
Okay. He's Rob Bradford. Joins us every Tuesday here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. Tuesdays at 4:30. Listen to the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And we'll talk to you next week, Bradfo. Thanks for the time.
I will deliver a Noah Kahan bobblehead next time I see you.
Oh, thank you. Excellent.
Thank you.
Score one for Vermont there.